www.thebestofthebest.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. If it's your first time listening to us, my name is Ian.
And I'm Mike.
And I'm Jason.
Jason filling in for the absent Manwich tonight. He's normally in your chair, but tonight he basically paid $400 for some sort of seminar. One of these I need help with life kind of seminars.
Okay. Are you sure it's not a tropical fish seminar?
No, it's definitely not tropical fish. But he paid out these big bucks before we got this syndication gig with the Genesis Communications Network. And so he felt obligated to go to the class.
Right.
I can understand. I mean, that's some money.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's not the kind of money you just want to throw away.
So Jason in tonight, and of course Jason has a long history with Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
And if it's your first time listening, Jason, how would you describe this show?
How would I describe the
show?
I would describe the show as totally directed by the caller. I mean, we're pretty much just here to go through a few stories, but you can call in anytime you want, change direction, you can pick a story that we may have mentioned, you can bring up your own story, you can do anything you like.
Absolutely.
Totally listener-oriented.
I think that's a good description.
Yeah, most definitely.
The number again is 800-259-9231. We're going to be on until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We are worldwide, thanks to the Genesis Communications Network. We're also worldwide online at freetalklive.com.
Oh, yes, we are. And there's a number of ways that you can get interactive with the program. You can shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. Perhaps you feel a little uncomfortable discussing something on the phone, or you can better put your thoughts down in words. Well, we want you to send us that email, and we will read it live on the air. You can also, while you're there, check out the bulletin board system. You can get involved in the chat room, which usually during our program, we have people logged in and chatting about in there. You can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners and download any one of a number of archives from previous week's shows. So many ways to get interactive, so check us out at freetalklive.com.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there are people in the chat room right now, so check that out. We're up to over 150 people on the Free Talk Live message board as well. So, again, lots to do when we're off the air.
True.
We're only once a week at this point. Again, 800-259-9231. You call in. Our call screener. This is something that's pretty much unheard of in the talk radio industry. First of all, our whole format is.
Right.
Secondly, the call screening process. If you call in, our call screener, Scott, is only going to ask you a few questions. What's your name? We only need your first name. Where are you calling from? In one word, what do you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Then we put you on the air. And, by the way, ladies, you come first.
That's
if we've got three guys hanging on the line waiting to talk to us and you call in, we're going to put you to the front of the line.
Head of the pack.
Right? So there you go. Once again, 800-259-9231. In the event that you don't want to take control of the show, we have to bring things up. So, mm-hmm. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
I thought this was weird. As somebody who, well, you know me as being, at one time, a very heavy drinker.
Yes, and now you are completely dry.
Yes, I am. And
Not even one beer last week.
No. And I've noticed this story on FARC, which totally freaked me out, and I had to bring it up.
Really?
A daily six-pack drinker wants to get his license back because basically, somebody sort of told the cops about his habit, and just, that was it. License gone.
What?
Yeah, it's very strange, and we can get a little bit more into that.
Right.
Also, believe it or not, a couple of drinks a day or a couple of drinks can actually help improve your memory, if you can actually believe that.
okay.
And, how many is a couple?
And lastly, women, there aren't very many women in this world. If you were to just come right out and ask them, well, do you think you're beautiful or what have you? You know what it is? You know, you said always that loaded question, you know, like girlfriends will ask you.
Well,
honey, what the hell is that supposed to mean? These pants make me look fat, you know, stuff like that. Only 2% of women consider themselves to be beautiful.
Really?
I don't find that surprising.
You don't?
No. Because I've dated women before.
Uh-huh.
I know how it goes.
Oh, have you? Have you really?
Yeah. A couple here and there.
All right, so very good. Those are all very interesting, and hopefully we'll get to at least one of them tonight, because you never know. Again, the phones are open all the time, and you can literally interrupt the show. So we can go anywhere at any time, but Jason, what about you? What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a story here about a terrible man who trying to put some dogs to sleep using his this handy little sidearm. And one of the dogs took action. And
all right.
The man didn't like the consequence.
Very good. And anything else?
Yep. I've got a story about this old fella. Lives out in Italy. I think he's called the Pope. You know, billion people listen
right.
to him.
That guy.
I'm going to talk about how he's trying to defecate on America's separation between church and state.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
That's a highlight for me. I want to start there.
Yeah.
But first, I'll tell you what I've got coming up. We do have some emails. One that a short one that I didn't get to last week, and another one in regards to. We got an email last week from someone in Canada
mm-hmm.
in regards to their healthcare system, and now. After last week's show, we got another email from someone different in Canada in regards to their healthcare system. So that's coming up. Plus, of course, the highlight of the week, the big event of the week, the presidential debate.
What a joke.
It's already being discussed in the Free Talk Live chat room. We're going to get to that coming up tonight as well. Again, unless you want to interrupt the program at 800-259-9231 and bring up what's on your mind. But let's start with that story of yours, sir.
All right. Well, this has to deal with the... Now, world-famous Terri Schiavo case.
Mm.
As we all know...
Well, at least we here in Florida, again, we are worldwide, so
right.
you will probably have to recap what the case is about.
Well, this lady, Terri Schiavo, was injured 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a vegetable state ever since, and there's been a battle to try to get her off life support or keep her on life support. Her
parents, she's like comatose completely.
Totally.
There's no signs of life whatsoever.
No, she's dead to the world.
Though her parents, I believe, make the claim that she does somehow, you know, react to their touch or
sure,
their
but
talking
I don't think any third parties have made that claim or verified
right.
that claim. I think it's just the
right.
parents making the claim.
Yes, it is, actually. And the parents just got a little help from the Pope. The Pope recently said...
Let's stop there. I want to get to the Pope, but just some case history. There's been huge, big court battles over this, lots of controversy.
Yeah.
And a more recent development is
Governor Bush. Yep.
Stepping in.
Well, he stepped in because the Florida legislature rushed some bill through the House and the Senate and gave him all kinds of executive crazy powers to where Jeb Bush, after a court had decided that the woman's feeding tube was to be removed and the tube had actually been pulled
yes,
and she was in the process of dying, Jeb Bush somehow gave some sort of magical executive order and shazam! He ordered the feeding tube replaced. Now here we are. Recently there have been some more decisions basically throwing out Jeb's power
yep,
to make that decision.
That power, the law he passed, Terry's law, was recently ruled unconstitutional, which it was.
And now we have the Pope getting involved.
And now the Pope
Go
is
for it.
Getting involved. Well, Pope recently said it was morally wrong to withhold food, water, and health care from anybody in a vegetable state. Now, I have a problem with this. As the Pope, you would like to see as many people of faith go to heaven as possible, correct?
I would think so.
This woman's been in a vegetable state for 10 years.
That's right.
Why wouldn't the Pope want to see this woman go to the Elysian Fields?
Or yeah, go to a higher place.
Exactly.
Because she's not really living. She's just simply existing at this
True,
point.
Exactly. And costing her parents and husband... lots of grief, lots of stress, and lots of money.
Well, I know that's where a big amount of the debate has come between her husband, Terri Schiavo's husband, and his in-laws.
Right.
I mean, they've been going back and forth over this for a number of years.
So your question is, what is the Pope's motivation to come out with this statement?
Right.
Is she a Catholic, even?
She is.
She is.
She is. Well, was 10 years ago.
So then he's just supporting his religion or supporting his patrons or something. I mean, if anybody understands being a vegetable, it's the Pope. Give us a call, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on this whole case or what the Pope is doing, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, the Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. Fair, and of course...
Okay, I thought that was a little town of Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business. But free enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Right, we just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
This is Free Talk Live. You can give us a call right now at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can look us up on the World Wide Web at freetalklive.com. Right now, we're just kind of waiting on our first phone call. But, you know, the show is about whatever you want it to be. So if you were listening earlier and we were talking about the Terri Schiavo case and the Pope's getting involved with that, if that's something that doesn't interest you or you have something that you want to say, you want to put your 2 cents in, well, by all means, give us a call.
Yeah, this is the only talk show that I've ever heard of that allows you to change the topic midstream.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bored to tears by talking about the comatose Terri Schiavo and her case, don't tune out, because really, the rest of talk radio is a joke, especially on Saturday night. I mean,
yeah.
There's a guy out there who talks like this. He's got a show, you know, it's one of those guys. He's out there. You can tune into his show.
Puking all over the microphone. Yeah.
If you want to hear some real opinions, if you want to hear stuff that you've never heard before on the radio, this is the place. Because we talk about things that the other shows just don't talk about. They're afraid to talk about. In fact, we're not afraid of any topic. So feel free, again, to dial us up at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Jason.
All right. So, and yes, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. So we left off with Terri Schiavo. The Pope saying he said it's morally wrong
to
pull the feeding tube.
Precisely.
Or to pull oxygen. Or I think they're going to keep her on oxygen and let her starve to death. That was the original plan, right?
I don't know, actually.
If they pulled the oxygen off, that would have ended up pretty quick.
What's the point? You know what I mean? If you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. Don't
go all the way.
Don't half-ass it, you know what I mean?
If you're going to kill her, you might as well just do it quick.
Right, You know, why prolong the suffering? Well, just the same, you know, let her go out in a bang, you know, a quick flash, a little bit of dignity, and just, you know, leave it be. Just don't prolong the suffering.
Yeah, there's no need for it.
So the question, I guess the question comes to, is the Pope correct? Is it morally wrong to pull the feeding tube? And, of course, it begs the original question, which everybody was arguing about with this, is who should have control of that decision. In this case, Ms. Schiavo she's not technically married now, is she? Didn't he somehow get remarried? Didn't her husband?
Not sure about that.
Nor am I.
I don't know about that one either. If you know, call us up, 800-259-9231. So the question is, does the husband have the right to make that decision? Or is it something that lies with the family? Because the husband's original claim was, well, she's my wife. I spent years with her, and we talked a lot, and she expressed to me that if she was ever in a state like this,
she wouldn't want to be in a state
like that. The family says, well, she's our daughter. We love her a lot, and we think that she should be given the chance to live. So both sides, very emotional, both sides pulling, tugging on heartstrings, and there's some very opinionated people out there who have something to say. If you're one of them, 800-259-9231. Personally, I think that it lies in the hands of the husband.
Absolutely.
And I think the reason for that is when you get married, you're basically breaking ties with your family. I mean, that's why guys ask for permission, that you're supposed to ask for permission from the father.
From the parents, yeah, to
marry. Can I marry your daughter? Well, that's kind of like them giving up their daughter over to your hands, and now you guys are the couple. And, you know, family's still there in most cases.
Right, right.
But they're just family. They're just blood. Once you're over 18, your family, I don't think, should have any real bearing at all on those sort of decisions.
Absolutely.
I know parents like to chime in, you know, give you their 2 cents worth whenever, you know, certain things are going on in your life.
Sure.
And they want to give you advice or whatever, but...
Which you typically ignore completely, and then find out they were right in the long run.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I don't know. I guess I do somewhat disagree with you, Ian, in the sense that I do feel that the parents should have some sort of say. I mean, you know, I realize that she's in a vegetative state, but they're only looking out for her best interest.
Well, you know, as long as they want to start pulling money out of their pocket keep her alive, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they're looking out for what they think is her best interest. Do her parents believe that at some point she's going
to
come out of this coma?
I think her mom seems to think is that, you know, God will work his miracle or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, boom, she'll just be, you know, back doing all the things that she used to do. And I'm sorry, though, after a 10-year, you know, 10-year vegetative state, that's not going
to
happen.
Odds are against it. Let's go to the phones. We got Brian in Sarasota. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, nice to talk to you guys again. It's been a few weeks, and this particular subject is absolutely... has kind of ripped my heart out ever since it became news to the general public. And I will say a couple of things, and there's so much to say, I don't want to take up all your time, but you were talking about vegetative state. There is some evidence, how strong we don't know, that she does respond. Number two is that you guys were correct, listening to you on the way in here, to... have an opportunity to call in. We're talking about, let's start death a living human being, which we would not do to a dog or anybody else. We wouldn't starve them to death. And so that's an excellent point. That's inhumane and cruel and unusual. Number three, why does her husband want so much for her to die? Whether or not we know the truth that she expressed an idea that she did not want to be kept alive artificially. Artificially is not starving someone to death. Artificially is keeping their heart pumping or their lungs breathing, not being fed. And her parents, number four, are willing to take over all of those issues, keep her fed and keep her alive as she long can be in her current condition. Whether she will pop back into her cogent state is another matter altogether. And it may or may not take a miracle to do that. There are people who have chimed in on this case who have been in a similar circumstance to her, men and women, who have testified or attempted to testify, at least to the media, if not directly to the court, that they have been in a similar situation as she has and have come back and have been able to live a full life. Now, the question is this. Should we as a society say it's okay to starve somebody who's debilitated, not incapable of living except for without food and nourishment? And that's where the Pope comes in and says, we have no right as human beings or as a society to starve someone to death. If they're able to be fed by whatever means and survive, we don't know what's going on in their brain. They all
Right, when you couch it in those terms, it makes a little bit more sense to me where the Pope is coming from on this, that it's just wrong to starve somebody. And I agree, you know, what, like you were saying, Mike, pull everything.
Right, yeah, just...
If she can make it on her own,
right.
Well,
then she was meant to, meant to go on then, but in that case... wonder, though, too. I wonder about the husband and if he stands to collect a big old fat life insurance check.
I guess that is the ultimate question.
Once they pronounce her dead.
Well, whether or not he's collecting money or not, one wonders why he wouldn't, if he doesn't want her in his life anymore, why he wouldn't divorce her and let those who want to care and take care of her actually take over that responsibility.
Brian, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We will. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. We've got to make room for the other callers. They're rolling in like crazy at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Kansas coming up next. Mike in Kansas is waiting to talk about this. And if you want to change the topic, you can do it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve $500 billion in deficiting in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Bednarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Bednarik. the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call us toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Jason.
Just by the way, we're talking about Terry Schiavo. The case, for some reason you haven't heard of it, here in Florida, woman on life support. She has been just in and out of, her parents and her husband have been in and out of court fighting over whether or not the woman should be allowed to live, if they should pull the life support from her. And that's what we're talking about right now. And our board operator, Scott, up at Genesis Communications Network says if you type Terry Schiavo in on Google, you get a site advertising nude pictures of her. Can you believe that?
That's disgusting.
That's among the most terrible things I've heard. I can't believe that. I don't want to believe it.
Let's go to the phones. Mike in Shawnee. How is it?
Shawnee.
Mike, you're
like
on Free Talk Live. Hey, you're in Kansas. How are you listening to the show, if we might ask?
The internet feed.
Ah, excellent. At freetalklive.com. Very good. Yeah. So what's on your mind, Mike?
I was gonna say that Terry Schiavo, she's not really a vegetable. She kind of looks up and sees her parents and stuff. She recognizes her parents and stuff.
How do you know? Have you seen video footage of this?
Before the site changed, I guess. I guess it changed. You get porno now. Yeah, she's. But I guess the husband's got some insurance or something he wants to get.
Really?
That's
what I'm thinking.
That's why, from stuff I've read and heard, that's why can I talk about 911?
Dude, this is
Absolutely.
Your show. You can change the topic anytime. What's on your mind, sir?
All this Homeland Security and everything's assuming there were Muslims on those flights, but Mariani's lawyer says he can find no proof that they were on those flights.
Who's Mariani?
True, that girl that's suing the government, that 911 widow lady.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
It's a class action suit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's her and a few other people.
Her and a bunch of the families. But he can find no proof that they were on those flights.
Well, you know, the first thing that struck me was, one of the themes that you're going to hear on this show is government doesn't work. Government can't do anything right. So immediately, it seemed like the next day, if it wasn't the next day, it was 2 days later, 2 days after 9/11, the reports are coming out, the mugshots are coming out. Okay, here they are. Here are the hijackers. Here are their mugshots. Here are their names. These are the guys that perpetrated the crime. How could you possibly... The police don't even solve 15% of all murders. How could you possibly figure out in 2 days that these are the perpetrators?
Magical evidence?
Unless they knew about
Mike,
it.
Do you have an answer for that? Because I don't.
They still say nine of them are still alive.
Yeah, I actually heard something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys that they alleged were the hijackers are not. They weren't on the planes. They were living here in the States.
Well, I suppose it'd be kind of hard to prove otherwise, because unless they found remains of these people, which I think is pretty imp- pretty damn near impossible.
Not going to happen. I mean, you can go as crazy. I mean, there's been some crazy conspiracy theories in regards to these plane crashes. We're not going to get into those.
Right.
But nonetheless, questions do still remain. I mean, the fact that they just pulled together this list of alleged terrorists right away, it completely seems unbelievable. Oh, and obviously it was masterminded by Osama bin Laden. Why is that? Did he sign their boarding passes or something like that? I mean, how do they figure this out?
Maybe he packed their bags for them.
They're so busy eating donuts and drinking coffee all day. I don't see how they can get anything done.
But the whole thing is that they're building this whole structure based upon that.
You mean the structure of Homeland Security?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of scary.
Absolutely, and that, you know, that begs the question of, well, who was really behind this? If it wasn't Osama bin Laden, then who was it? And I think you can answer that question by asking another question, and that is, who is benefiting from it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's benefiting from 9/11? Who is benefiting, Mike? Do you have an answer?
Carlyle Group, probably.
Okay, well, I mean, I've heard things about the Carlyle Group. I don't know too much about them, but I can tell you that the U.S. government's benefiting.
They've got straight.
Yeah, they've got more programs now, more Homeland Security, more bureaucrats being hired, more of our tax dollars being collected to fund it all, and of course, it's all resulting in less and less freedom for us. I mean, it's so sad. We've read articles in the past year on this show about people's attitudes when they're at the airport, and it's so sad to see Americans just resign themselves. I remember reading an article about how they were searching all trucks and vans at the airport, and they interviewed a couple of the people who were being searched, and they just kind of shrugged it off, saying, well, you know, if this is what we have to go through to live in a secure nation, then it's okay by me.
If you're not guilty, then why should you worry?
I don't mind sacrificing my freedoms.
Oh, please.
It just sickens me.
Do you think there's going to be a draft?
That's a great question.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, the draft board has been reenacted. It's really scary.
The draft board has always been there, but what has happened is George Bush and his administration have put out an active call to fill the vacant slots on that draft board, which is something that they just apparently don't do very often.
Like, right.
All right, we need to fill these slots. The draft boards, there's vacancies. No, there's no draft coming. No, whoa, we don't want you to think that. We just need to fill the slots. Of course, the draft boards are what draftees report to if they want to contest the draft,
right.
That sort of thing. So there's definitely been some winds a-blowing in regards to the draft. And I think that I think it's probably going to happen, and just because of the numbers, just because based on just pure numbers, we can't recruit the amount of people that the military claims that they need for these operations. And George Bush and John Kerry want to commit more troops overseas.
Yes,
so
do.
Where are they going to get them from?
Yeah, the problem is, too, a lot of these servicemen and women who have already spent an incredible amount of time over there are now being redeployed, being sent back out after they've already done their time, because supposedly, I guess there's a clause or something in there in their contract or whatever that they can reenact you for if you've only been out of service for so many days or something.
Mike, let me give you a point. Not you, Mike, but yeah. Caller Mike. Let me give you just a moment to make a final point because we got to move on.
Okay. The average draft lasts 30 years. People need to remember that with the little kids. The 30 years.
That is brutal. We're going to talk more about it. Mike, we appreciate the call. Again, log on at freetalklive.com. We'll talk to you again. Have a good night.
Let's
keep going here. We got Chip in Sarasota, Florida. Chip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the draft board comes around every 20 years. They're just filling the positions that are done.
Uh-huh.
That is what it is.
So you don't believe that there's going to be a draft then?
No. And the only thing that the draft's been talked about is four Democratic officers in the Senate.
Huh? Wait, can you rephrase that?
I don't follow you.
Okay. They were brought up by Democratic...
Absolutely. The draft is supported bipartisanly. The Republicans and Democrats both support the draft. I mean,
there's
plenty
of
them.
There's only four of them that brought it up.
Where are we going to get the troops from? George Bush, John Kerry proposing more troops being sent overseas. The recruitment divisions can't meet their goals. So where is it going to come from, Chip?
Doesn't make any difference. Why would you want to have somebody who...
Well, it does make a difference to our freedom,
sir. It makes a world of difference.
If you want to... I mean, why would you take people that don't want to go into the military and fight and draft.
I don't understand it either. Chip, I'll let you make your point. Hang on. Hang on the line, because I want to hear what Chip has to say about this. Where are we going to get the troops from?
Yeah. Well, who knows?
The recruits know. They know that these are bad wars. That's why they're not signing up.
Of course.
So how's it going to work? Give us a call, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control and talk about absolutely anything you want at 1-800-259-9231, just like one of our callers, I think it was Mike in Kansas.
Yeah.
It just all of a sudden changed gears. We were talking about Terry Schiavo, and he says, let's talk about 911.
Sure. Sounds good.
Anything goes. We're not afraid of any topic you want to bring up. Again, 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Jason.
Jason, of course, sitting in for the Manwich, who is somewhere in town, not necessarily vacationing, but busy with a little I need help with my life seminar kind of thing. Maybe he'll tell us more about it. Maybe he'll call in. He did tell me he might actually call in, so we'll see about that. You can email the show, and we do have emails, and I do want to get to them tonight, but the callers come first.
True, absolutely.
Women callers come first. So if you're female out there, we've been predominantly male tonight, but we had a couple female callers last week. If you're a female out there and you want to dial up, and there are guys who are already on hold waiting to be on the air, we put you on before them.
moving up to the front of the pack.
Sorry, fellas. Yeah, 800-259-9231. But guys, don't mind. I mean, because you should be chivalrous, first of all. And secondly, it's just nice to hear a female voice.
Mm-hmm.
800-259-9231. Chip, I think, is still on hold from Sarasota. Chip, you there?
Yeah.
All right, Chip. Before we went to break and we had to kind of rush off to break, so apologizing for the interruption, the question on the table is, we're talking about the draft or the potential of a draft.
Right.
And you're saying that...
When I said that, my problem was it's still the Selective Service. Did you sign up for that when you did? I did in 85.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I unfortunately signed up for it, but I felt like I was coerced into doing it.
Well, you have to.
You
don't have to. You don't have to sign the form, but it does say on there, you may be prosecuted up to $500,000 and 10 years in prison if you don't fill this out. So I felt, being 18 years old and not knowing any better, I felt I probably should avoid that prosecution.
There's coercion there.
But in point of fact, they really don't prosecute anybody.
And you can't. I mean, you can't vote if you don't sign up for it.
That's not true.
No.
There are some states where that's true. Some states won't allow you to drive, but not at least in the state of Florida.
Right.
I don't think you can vote. If
well, I think you're wrong about
that. At 18 years old.
No, if you don't sign up for the Selective Service, and I've done extensive research on the Selective Service, considering I'm of draftable age, as are you, Jason.
Yes, I am.
How old are
they,
you?
I'm 24.
And I'm 21.
Thank God I'm 36.
I'm 37.
Hey, thank God I've had two heart surgeries.
I hold that thought, sir, because I've heard rumors that if the draft comes back, they might expand the age range of who they could possibly draft. So he might not be out of the woods yet. I'm sorry, Chip?
I will go if they call.
You'll go. Well, that's good. Now, what was the point you were making about the Selective Service?
Well, it was just the fact that you were talking about all of a sudden somebody's calling people to do it again. Well, it's a 20-year term on the Selective Service.
The Selective Service board, you mean?
Right.
The board position.
Now it's come, and now they have to change them all.
Okay, all right, fine. I'll take your word for it, and that's fine. We'll assume that that's true. Again, I'll ask you the question, Chip.
Okay.
Our military recruitment is not meeting their goals. We need, or according to the Bush administration and John Kerry, who also wants to send more troops overseas, we need more troops. Where are they going to come from?
Volunteer service.
But they're not volunteering, sir.
The volunteer service has proved ineffective up to now.
How do you feel?
They are not volunteering enough to meet their quotas.
Not
that means
close.
That they're not going to be able to supply the correct amount of troops that the administration is demanding they have.
And judging by the numbers of dead that we have over there, what gives anybody an incentive to quickly jump up and raise their hand and go, wait, I'll volunteer?
Well, prior to going overseas,
1,000 more people die running into deers than that.
Those are people, sir. You act as though they're just deers on a highway. Those are people with families and friends and girlfriends and boyfriends.
Well, I understand.
Those are individuals with lives and jobs back in the States.
In the United States, more people die from hitting deers.
That is neither here nor there. We're talking about sending kids over to a foreign country in which we have no place being in to go die for a cause that is flimsy at best.
Chip.
Now that is actually your opinion.
Well,
but
you know
after 9/11, 3,000 American lives got killed, regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen? Let me ask you this about 9/11. Did that happen out of nowhere? Did that attack just come out of nowhere, Chip?
It happens every day out of nowhere in Israel.
Okay, I'm asking you in regards to the specific attack here on the United States property. Did that just happen out of nowhere? Was there anything precipitating that?
I don't believe so. We are a peaceful people.
Did you just say we're a peaceful people?
A peaceful people that, you know, occupies countries.
Well, he's correct. The Americans
are
peaceful.
What are we occupying?
Chip, hang on, buddy. The Americans are peaceful people. The government, on the other hand, is by far not peaceful at all. We've been meddling in other countries' business for years upon you, since way longer than I've been on this earth, that's for sure. And we've pissed a lot of people off around the world.
Okay.
So, I'm not saying that 9/11 was a good thing. I'm not saying that we deserved it. But the fact is, it wasn't a surprise to me when it happened.
Right.
Okay, do we do more harm or more good around the world?
That's a great question. I'm going to ask you to hang on one more time, Chip, because we've got to take another quick break here. And if you want, maybe you want to talk to Chip, dial us up, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. His question is, do we, meaning the United States, and we'll find out if he means the government or the people coming up next, do we do more harm than good? Great question. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
George Bush says he's your war president and led us into one in Iraq, based on lies. John Kerry wants to send even more troops. Both will reinstate the military draft. Michael Bednarik, the libertarian candidate for president, will end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home to defend our own country without a draft. To return America to her heritage of peace and freedom, libertarian Michael Bednarik is your only choice. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Or take action online and log on to badnarik.org. That's badnarik.org. NARIK.org. Vote for peace, freedom, and liberty this November. Vote for Libertarian candidate for president Michael Bednarik.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Or check us out on the World Wide Web at freetalklive.com. Send us an email. Check out the archive section, the Shawana Female Listeners. Get involved and signed up on the BBS, or even jump in the chat room. So many ways to get interactive with this program on freetalklive.com.
Absolutely. And again, it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Jason.
We want to hear from you. Again, anything goes. Change the topic if you want to. But right now we're on with Chip in Sarasota. Let's bring Chip back on the line. Chip, you still there?
Yeah.
Good man, good man. We appreciate you playing with us here because we like to explore all the all the different sides of an issue.
Right.
We're talking about the possibility of a draft, and that kind of led us into talking about terrorism here in the States and worldwide. And you came out with a question right before we went to break, and your question was what, Chip?
Do we do more harm or good?
And all right, I'll answer that with a question. When you say we, are you referring to the American people as a whole or the American government?
We are the government.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to think so.
No, sir, not the last time I checked. I didn't vote for any of those guys in Washington, D.C.
Well, that was your fault.
Well, I guess you're right about that.
Yeah, hey, it's called free choice, though.
I couldn't stand to possibly vote for any of those guys.
Yeah.
So your question is, does the American government do more harm than good?
The American people.
Well, you're not going to agree with me here, obviously, Chip, but there's a huge difference between the American people and their government. Their government's a bunch of power-hungry madmen, as far as I'm concerned, and the American people, for the most part, are very benevolent and very charitable and very generous. Look at the outpouring of relief here in Florida, for instance, after the many, many hurricanes that we've been through, people pouring in donations from all around the country. Look at the donations that were given after 9/11.
I believe it's totaled $8 billion.
Who knows? Lots of money. All of it coming out of your pockets, people's pockets around this country, voluntarily. And that's the key difference. That's the key difference between the people and the government. The people do things on their own, voluntarily, because it makes them feel good. They want to help people out. The government didn't have to come around and force you to give money to the Red Cross. They didn't have to come around and force you to give money to the Salvation Army. So there's plenty of American people and private American organizations that do a lot of good on a worldwide basis. The American government, on the other hand, does nothing but harm. In fact, Chip, I'd like you to name for me what it is that the American government does specifically that's so great in your mind. Give me one example.
Well, the American government, as far as it goes, we spend more money on relief for everybody, which is irritating. I mean, if you want to go with the government being that way, yeah, I don't believe that. I mean, the taxes, let's get rid of them. But we spend more money all the time on paying all these countries doing everything.
Chip, did you just say that you wanted to get rid of taxes?
Yeah.
And that you disagree with the foreign aid that you're describing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I agree with you on that one. Yeah. I think we absolutely should throw the taxes out the window. See, we agree on some things,
Chip.
Well,
as far as the relief goes, too, why are we helping every other Tom, Dick, and Harry when... You know, we've got our own problems here in the States, our own people we need to take care of.
Yeah, and I really question relief. I really question the relief. In fact, Chip, hang on again. I do have a couple more questions for you if you want. But the relief? This is money going to the other governments. We'll explain more coming up. 800-259-9231. It rarely gets into the hands of the people who need it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, so take control. Change the topic if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
U.S.